again in the same space, and maybe Bodhilila, could you put it on the gallery view? Thank you. Right, so we've got this spacious opportunity to practice and explore some more. And I keep coming back to the poem from T.S. Eliot that we've heard. And I just want to read it for a moment to set up the Sesshin session for us. So I'm just going to read a bit of it and talk a little bit about the Sesshin after that. So it goes, at the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is. But neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point, there would be no dance, and there is only the dance. So I love that, considering the still point and then looking at the movement in relation to the stillness. And I think I want to invite us in the Sesshin this afternoon to explore that within our bodies. So we'll have a period of sitting, followed by, we'll sit for about 15 minutes and then stand for about 10 minutes, and then we'll have again period of walking and then go back to sitting again. And I think there is something about exploring the stillness and the movement, and as we're changing form from sitting to standing to walking, making movement as we're walking, and then again sitting. So when we're changing form, when we are in different postures, in different structures of our body, there is that exploration of what is it to be still, and what is it that is in movement? And then playing with that a little bit. I think like, sometimes think about it a little bit like when you've got really soft butter, I'm talking here vegan block. So when you've got a butter and it's soft because you've left it out, and then you put it on a bread and you kind of smudge it. I sometimes feel one can do that with a breath. You know, when you're breathing and it's almost like your breath can be stroking your innards, and it can still the inside of yourself. So when there is a movement, when you might experience vibrations or just kind of something going on within your body, you can kind of find the spaces in between the pauses between vibrations, and then play with the breath, playing with with yeah your posture as well, to soften that, softening and doing that in different postures. And sometimes I wonder what happens to you when we're doing a little bit of when we're doing standing. I know that when Bodhidila said yesterday, and we'll be standing for 10 minutes, part of me just goes, oh, 10 minutes of standing. It's a little bit like, you know, when you're waiting on an underground and it says 14 minutes and you think, what do you mean 14 minutes waiting for an underground on a central line? So there is something about that period of time when you still, and especially standing. And I think, like today, what I'd like to invite you is to really focus on rooting yourself into the ground. So a little bit, you know, like heron, when, or the crane, when they stand, and they often stand, they cannot even stand on one leg. I love that, you know, when you sort of find a posture, maybe sometimes even bending your knees a bit so it's softer on your back, and then just letting the rooting, it's almost like there is that imagination where all your sort of energy goes into the ground, and that can create a real stable base, a stable foundation. So in that posture, it's an opportunity to play, to kind of like finding that foundation, finding that balance. So yeah, Sashin, playfulness. Maybe creating that dance that T.S. Eliot was talking about. So yeah, if you'd like to find a posture. And I'm always going to use the bell for the end, and I will announce the next posture, if you like, or the next stage. Period of just sitting. transitioning into a period of standing. transitioning into a period of walking. Thank you. and just pausing, standing, finding that still moment. And transitioning into just sitting. at the still point of the turning world. Neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is. But neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered. Neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point. There would be no dance, and there is only the dance. So thank you for practicing together, exploring the still point, playing and dancing, and take good care in the next transition that you make, and we'll meet again at 7 o'clock when we'll have more meditation and a little bit of ritual as well. So go well.